jubilant crowds took to the streets in Yemen over the weekend, celebrating the departure of ruler Ali Abdullah Saleh.
Today we celebrate achieving the first phase of our revolution. This is not the end of the revolution. We will continue rallying and camp out until we are sure that we have started building our new Yemen.
That protester spoke to Al Jazeera yesterday following a rocket attack on his compound on Friday. Saleh was wounded. He was flown to the Saudi Arabian capital on Saturday for emergency surgery. Opposition forces, as you just heard, are celebrating, but it's not really clear whether the man who's ruled that country for 33 years will still try to return and who's actually running the country in his absence. Joining us this morning from Yemen's capital, Sana'a, is Hakeem Al-Masmari, editor-in-chief of the Yemen Post and correspondent for the Wall Street Journal. And also with us, Ambassador Barbara K. Bodine, former U.S. ambassador to Yemen and a lecturer at Princeton University. Hakeem, real quickly, what's going on in Sana'a this morning?
There were celebrations last night, but today people are coming back to normal, feeling that they should not celebrate as early as now because Saleh is still coming back. And there are no assurances that he will stay in Saudi Arabia or will be forced to leave Yemen and stay there. So right now people are starting to get back to normal and feeling that they have to prepare themselves by ensure that even if Saleh does come back, his authority would be limited and his effect on the Yemeni regime would be nothing. So that's what's going on right now. And the revolution youth are also saying that they would make a transition government to take control of the situation in Yemen. So it's a very strong change from yesterday. Yesterday they were celebrating, and today they are preparing for, in case Saleh comes, how should we react and what should we do to ensure that he is powerless when he comes back from Yemen, if he does come back.
Ambassador Bodine, you were ambassador of Yemen from 97 to 2001. To a certain extent, isn't this exactly what many Western countries were afraid of, a power vacuum that could be exploited by forces like al-Qaeda to lend strength to the chaos?
Well, there's been something of a power vacuum in Yemen for several months now. This is just taking it to a different level. It is interesting that the protesters in the Yemeni cities have sobered overnight and realized that whether or not Saleh comes back, there is a very long road ahead to the rebuilding of the state and the rebuilding of the governing structures, and that perhaps the party should wait till a little bit later and let's figure out what we're going to be doing now. But we've been dealing with a power vacuum for several months now.
Well, Hakeem Al-Masmari there in Sana'a, obviously, as I said, the vice president is nominally in charge. Who's actually running the country? Is it the vice president making decisions?
No one believes that the vice president has control of the country right now. He does not even have the power to go to the presidential palace. The president's son, Ahmed Ali Abdullah Saleh, is in control indirectly. Right now, as we talk, the president's son is inside the palace while the vice president is at home. So directly, he's not ruling, but eventually he is the cover-up or the face for who's taking the lead right now. The vice president knows that Saleh will be back, and he knows that if Saleh understands that the vice president is thinking about taking control, Saleh would avenge this upon his arrival to Sana'a. That is why he is very cautious in trying to take lead during this critical time of Yemen.
Yeah, that's Hakeem Al-Masmari, editor-in-chief of the Yemen Post. Ambassador Barbara K. Bodine, you know, the Saudis have been trying for a very long time to get Ali Saleh to step down and engineer a sort of peaceful transition. Do you think that Saleh will return? I mean, if he's physically capable, if he recovers from the surgeries, and we don't know what they were, do you think he'll return?
I don't honestly know. I was surprised to hear that he was going to Saudi Arabia for medical treatment. And my sense of that is that he was more seriously wounded in the attack on Friday than originally reported. Whether or not, you know, the vice president is under the Constitution the one who would fill in during any kind of gap. What nobody knows in terms of moving the government machinery forward is this a temporary or a permanent departure. The Saudis want stability on their border, and they initially backed Saleh Hussein, and then I think as they saw the tide change, they have been supporting a transition government. This is not exactly what anybody had in mind for a transition. And I don't believe, while the son may be in physical control of the presidential palace, I don't think the son, Ahmed, has the kind of backing or skill set to take over the country, take over the government in any kind of a long-term manner.
Well, but Ambassador Bodine, you know, there's been a lot of speculation that forces like al-Qaeda could take advantage of Saleh's departure and the chaos to get a stronger foothold. Is it also possible that maybe some outside forces, maybe the Saudis, could take advantage of Saleh's departure and try to bring about a transition?
The Saudis have limited influence, and al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula is a threat, but it's not a political player. This is going to be sorted out by the political elites with the role of the demonstrators. But let's not overstate how much Saudi Arabia can determine the future. The United States doesn't pick the leaders in Mexico, however much it may be of interest to us. The Saudis are not kingmakers or puppet masters in Yemen.
All right, so let's say that Saleh does return to Yemen. What do you think happens then?
I don't think that would be the best. I don't think that would be a wise move. Whatever forced him to go to Saudi Arabia, whether it was legitimately medical or not, returning to the country, I think, would be extraordinarily destabilizing. This is not how we or the Saudis or anyone saw that we were going to be getting to a transition phase. But I do think at this point it is time to start working on the transition. I think it would be very hard for Saleh to come back.
That's Ambassador Barbara Bodine, former U.S. ambassador to Yemen, now a lecturer at Princeton University. We also spoke with Hakeem Al-Masmari, editor-in-chief of the Yemen Post and correspondent for the Wall Street Journal, talking about the president of Yemen who was taken to Saudi Arabia for medical treatment.